Chapter 69. Adeline dreaded what she had to do next. Well, she dreaded half of it. The part where she betrayed her younger self and sent her to the past. The other part was a moment she had waited 19 years for. What happened after? The future was waiting, and she had to take control of it if she was going to get her father back. On that fateful day, the private security contractors arrived at her home in black SUVs with tinted windows, dressed in tailored suits that somewhat hid the sidearms and shoulder holsters. A few hours later, the delivery from Sintran arrived. Adeline's younger counterpart got home about the time the box was being placed in the garage. "What's that?" she asked.
"It's for a trip I'll be taking."
"Trip where?"
"It's none of your concern."
The teenager glanced at the two black SUVs. "I've hired some additional security," Adeline said, "for the house and the office."
"Private security?"
"Yes. I needed people who only answer to me." At dinner that night, Adeline's younger counterpart was on edge as she waited for Elliot's message. Adeline knew what that message would say. Knew that it marked the point at which Absalom 2 was finally precise enough to use. Adeline felt her own nerves growing. The moment she had waited so long for was finally here. Everything had to happen precisely. There was no room for error, now, in the present, or in the past. Adeline took the box of earrings from her pocket and slid them across the table. The glittering diamonds were the last reminder she had of Nathan. Soon, they would be this young woman's lifeline in the past.
"I got you a small gift," Adeline said.
Her counterpart took the box and quickly began removing the wrapper.
"What's the occasion?"
"New beginnings. I feel like we got off on the wrong foot."
When she opened the box, young Adeline glanced at the stones.
"They're beautiful."
"Someone very special gave them to me. Someone who's no longer in my life."
Adeline's counterpart set the box down beside her plate.
"Sorry, I need to..."
Adeline rose.
"Please try them on."
Hastily, she attached them to her ears and forced a smile. Adeline leaned forward, fingers interlocked.
"They're perfect."
That's how she would remember her younger self. In that moment, wearing the earrings that were the bridge between her past and this person's future. What came next was less pleasant. Her counterpart excused herself, retreated to the half-bath in the hall, where Adeline knew she was exchanging text messages with Elliot. Adeline sent a message of her own to the private security team. "Proceed with phase one." A reply came a few seconds later. "Commencing." Adeline didn't like this part, but it was the path of least resistance. Right now, the second security team was breaking into Elliot's home. The city's security cameras would capture it all, but it didn't matter. The vans had old license plates taken from a junkyard. The team members were wearing balaclavas. Adeline had verified that Elliot's wife wouldn't be home. She was in Europe. There was no chance she'd be harmed. But the police would respond. They would call Elliot and he would have to leave the lab. Adeline knew he would return, but not in time. At least, not in time to stop her from sending her younger self to the past. She knew because it had already happened. Hero was a tougher challenge. She needed him, but she would cross that bridge when she arrived at it. Adeline moved to the hall off the foyer and stood by the door to the half-bath. She drew the injector pen from her pocket and waited until the door opened. The younger woman turned when she realized someone was standing there, but it was too late. Adeline held the injector to her neck, pressed the button, and reached out as her body went limp. From the security cameras, Adeline knew Hero was still in the lab with the door locked, as Elliot had instructed. What the two men didn't know was that Adeline had updated the software on those door locks. It had an override code only she knew. At the Absalom Sciences building, the private security contractors unloaded the box at the loading dock. The security guard merely said hello to Adeline. He was used to the scientists bringing items into the labs at all hours, asking questions of the person who owned the company,
and ran the experiments that kept it going would only get him fired. As such, he didn't ask any questions. Adeline had the security team bring the box down to the lab level and set it outside the door to the Absalom 2 lab. She didn't want them to see what was inside, or what was going to happen beyond the door. She instructed them to wait outside the building and alert her when Elliot returned. With her phone, she unlocked the door. Hero was standing at a rolling cart beside the Absalom 2 prototype, studying a computer screen. He spun when the door lock clicked open and reached down to his pocket. Adeline assumed for his mobile phone to call Elliot.
"Don't do it, Hero."
"How'd you get in here?"
"I had the software updated."
Adeline threw a letter-sized envelope at his feet.
"Look at those pictures, Hero."
He reached down, opened it, and began rifling through the historical photos Tesseract had found. The photos that showed Adeline in the past, and the others.
"What is this? A trick? Photo manipulation?"
"It's real, Hero. It's the past and our future. It's the answer we've been looking for."
Adeline turned and pointed at the box outside the door.
"And here is the other one."
Hero shook his head. "This is a ruse. You're going to kill Nora."
"Look at what's in the box, Hero. Please."
"No.
I know you're going to walk over here and look inside this box because you're the only one who can operate Absalom 2, besides Elliot. And he's too suspicious of me. This has to happen, because you have to send me back."
Hero swallowed hard and shook his head.
"No."
Adeline walked over and opened the top of the box. Two body bags were lying inside. One was breathable. The other wasn't. She unzipped them enough to expose the faces, then stepped away, giving Hero plenty of room. Hero had said no, but he walked closer and looked down at Adeline's younger counterpart, breathing in and out, still knocked out from the drug Adeline had injected her with, but alive and well.
19 years ago, I woke up in that Absalom machine. It transported me back to March of 2008. My birth name is Adeline Anderson."
Hero's voice was a whisper. "You're lying."
"I had cosmetic surgery a few years after I arrived in the past."
She studied him, mentally searching for the key that would unlock his trust.
"In that home in Las Vegas, in the basement, you saw me when you exited the tunnel."
Hero studied Adeline's face as she continued recounting the memory.
"You grabbed me and pulled me inside and locked the door and turned and walked down the tunnel to the room with all the doors and the muscular bouncer sitting on a stool. He was reading a hardback book that was wrapped in thin plastic like you might find on a library book."
Hero's eyes went wide.
"Look at the other body, Hero."
He stared down. "What is this?"
"The other answer. All this time, we made an assumption. A very big assumption. And we never even thought to question it. That assumption was wrong. We can fix all of this, Hero, but I can't do it without you. And we need to hurry. You know I can't operate the machine, and soon I'll need to go through it myself."
Still staring at the bodies, he swallowed. His chest rose and fell in labored breaths.
"Okay."
Hero helped Adeline drag the two bodies into the lab and place young Adeline in the Absalom machine. He set about programming two recall rings for Adeline, for the next phase of the plan, and then began prepping the machine for the first departure.
"Date, time, and location?" he asked.
"Monday, March 17, 2008. Around 10 a.m., Stanford, Lomita Mall, right next to the machine shop."
Hero typed on the keyboard.
"Okay, ready."
Adeline peered inside the machine. Her younger self was waking up, looking around, confused. A fist pounded on the door, and Elliot's muffled voice called into the room.
"Danielle, I'm calling the police."
"Sorry,"
Adeline whispered as she swung the door to the Absalom chamber closed. She stepped closer to Hero.
"Send her."
Adeline watched as Absalom hummed to life and transmitted her younger self to the past. One down, two to go.
What now? Hero asked.
Now, we get Dad back.